Annual budget address from the executive branch this week. Your take on the state of the state from Wednesday.
Yes, I thought the governor talked a lot about some very important topics. One, about helping foster kids. Missouri has around 13,000 foster kids in the state. He also talked about being very supportive of veterans and law enforcement. All three of these are very important to the state of Missouri. But some of the things that he didn't talk about that we are focusing on in the Senate as well. Number one is education funding, making sure that those students have enough funding for whether it's elementary and secondary education and fully funding the foundation formula or for higher education. Also, money for roads and infrastructure. That's very important to a lot of Missourians, especially on our lettered highways in rural Missouri. And then regulatory tort and labor reform was another thing that was not mentioned in the state of state, but is another important topic that we're focusing on here in the Missouri State Senate. And then as far as the allegations that came out against the governor last night, I'm still in the process of sorting through the details that came out in the media last night. I mean, the allegations against the governor, I take very seriously. But I've also learned to try to quickly gather all the facts that I can, but be slow to make judgment. Affairs are morally wrong. Affairs that include blackmail or allegations of blackmail are definitely illegal. So as more facts and information come out, I will continue to formulate an opinion, but I want to make sure that I may have all the facts and information before I have a knee-jerk reaction or make a rush to judgment.
This week, the first committees started hearing testimony on legislation. In addition to those bills, you'll be not only sponsoring, but hearing in committees. The first Senate Appropriations Committee hearings coming up next week.
Yes, very excited to get started on budget. The first Senate Appropriations Committee will meet January 17th at 9 a.m. where we will take public testimony. So this is very important to me as well as the rest of the committee. So if you are a citizen of Missouri and you want to come and talk about things that are important to you and funding that is important to you and important to the state, please try to attend and testify during that Senate committee hearing next Wednesday, January 17th at 9 a.m.
Part of your goals, not only a person, but in the legislature as well, is that deals with veterans and veterans issues. I think I had a chance to visit some veterans' homes this week.
You know, being the newly appointed chairman of the Senate Veterans and Military Affairs Committee, I think it's important to go around and meet with veterans all across our state. Most certainly, we have an excellent veterans' home in Warrensburg, Missouri, that's in my district. We have an excellent cemetery, Higginsville Veterans Cemetery, in my district as well, including Whiteman Air Force Base. This past week, I was able to visit with our lieutenant governor, as well as some of my Senate and representative colleagues, and we took a road trip from the Capitol and went down to the St. James Veterans Home to a surprise visit just to meet with veterans, see how they're doing, look at the quality of the care that they're receiving. St. James has around 150-bed facility for our veterans. Everything seemed to be top-notch, and again, this was a surprise visit, so the veterans that we were visited with and saw in the hallways in the dining hall had nothing but positive and good things about the quality of the care that they are receiving at the St. James Veterans Home. I visited, over the past few years, 4 out of the 7 veterans homes, and I look forward to visiting the other 3 veterans homes in the near future.